You're listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Nation Radio. Hey, you got achy joints, achy muscles, what do you use to take? Well, we all do, right? So what do you take? Well, Blue Emu has got no chill, no burn, no odor. Number one selling emu oil brand in America, made in America, unlike competitors. We do not use capsaicin, menthol, which is the ingredient responsible for the cold sensation. So get the number one selling emu brand oil in America. That is Blue Emu. Now let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. He is author Derek Barnes, author of Who Got Game? Baseball's Amazing But True Stories, joining us here on Wake Up Call. How are you, Derek?
Pretty good. How you doing, Tony?
All right, good. So give me the idea behind this. This is kind of fascinating that you looked into some of the sort of stories people may have heard of, sort of have some little bit of familiarity with, and sort of expanding on it.
Yeah, I'm always been a fan of the underdog and fan of the unsung hero. I approached this publishing company. I'm a children's book author. I've been known for writing picture books, chapter books, middle grade novel, but all of them have been fiction. And so I approached them with a historical sports fiction series. They didn't like it, but they liked my writing style. So they asked if I would do a nonfiction sports series, baseball, basketball, and football, with baseball being the first book. And I'm one of those sports center kind of sports fans. I try to keep up with everything. I'm more of a football fan. But even more than that, I'm a big history fan. So, I love digging up the history of things. And I understand the history is just not about our past. It is the indicator of our present and why things are the way they are. So I jumped head first into it, and I have so much baseball information in my head that I didn't have like a year or two ago. So it's a lot of fun writing this book, man.
So in your research, you're coming up with these stories. That what was the criteria of what stories would make the cut for a book for young readers?
Well, I wrote like maybe 70 essays, and I whittled it down into these four chapters: pivotal players, sensational stories, radical records, and of course, colossal comebacks. But after reading all 70, the ones that stuck with me the most are the ones that ended up making it. These 12 individuals that made it in the first chapter, just pretty much unsung heroes that are so pivotal to why the sport is so, so popular today. The kids may not find that they're not players that you can just, search and find on Wikipedia, but there are players that are so pivotal, like pillars to this sport today.
Jackie Mitchell was one of the interesting ones when I found out she was in your book. She was the young girl who struck out Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. I think a lot of people had heard that, had probably at some point, somebody had said, did you hear about the girl at this fair that struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig? What did you find out about her? Why she should be more prominent in the memories of baseball fans?
She said she was a 17-year-old pitcher from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And during this time, a lot of the major league teams during spring training, they played exhibition games against these barnstorming teams or these minor league teams. And she was a fascinating pitcher during this time. And I think, it was the game was supposed to be played on April the 1st. So it was supposed to be played on April 1st, 1931. And so people still think that it was an April Fool's Day prank. Yeah. But all the way up until the day she died, she swears that she really threw that heat at these two guys, and neither one of them said that it was a prank either. So, maybe it was true. Maybe this 17-year-old girl had the answer to these, gigantic heroes in this sport, man. I wish we would have had some video during that time.
Oh,
that
would have
been great.
No doubt. One of the other stories you talk about is something I was familiar with, was the 1981 minor league game in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, that went 33 innings. The only reason I remember it is because I went to a Pawtucket Red Sox game back in the 90s, and they had, you could get commemorative, like the history, they had these cups that had like the entire line score around the cup. It's still prominent in Pawtucket Red Sox games. tell us a little bit about that one and then your research.
Well, you know, I wrote down notes. Like, I wanted to find out about, you know, because baseball is all about stats. So I wanted to find out these records about what were the longest games, what were the most highest scoring games, what were the games that were most, you know, attended, least attended. And this is one of the first things I found out about this game. It happened in 1981, actually. And there were only 1,700 people there. And this game went on until 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning. It lasted for 8 hours and 25 minutes. And they actually broke 13 records. They actually broke 13 records in this game for most pitches, most innings played, the most at-bat, the most players struck out. And everybody that stayed for the whole tenure of the game, they got lifetime passes at that stadium.
That's great. I did not know that. I did not know. That's fantastic. What is it that you hope, like, young people who read your book? And again, it is called "Who Got Game: Baseball's Amazing but True Stories." For those, for young readers who read this, what do you, what's your hope? What's your takeaway? What's your hope that they get out of it?
My hope is, you know, like, you know, we couldn't squeeze everything into this book. Like I said, I even left some things out. But my hope is that these kids are, you know, the way I was when I was a kid, man. I like tripping down those rabbit holes, like finding out information and then finding out more information and picking up other names and teams and stats and continue just to be not only a fan of baseball, but just to be a lifelong seeker of knowledge, information, you know, and just be a lifelong reader, because that's my goal, obviously, as a children's book author. But just to, you know, just to continue to seek out knowledge and information that you don't have right now, you know.
It's funny because history, like history immortality, is not promised to anybody. People have come and gone in the history books. You know, people were one time famous, then all of a sudden there's lack of interest and they sort of disappear into history. But, you know, you talk about a player like Roberto Clemente, who had 3,000, exactly 3,000 hits before dying in a tragic plane accident. I get worried with the younger generation and their interest in baseball if some of these important baseball players do get lost to history.
Yeah, they do. And again, you know, just like I was saying, it's so important that we understand the people that came before us, people that actually paved the way for this sport. I dedicated this book to the Kansas City Urban League Youth Academy, and there's a lot of organizations like that around the country because the numbers of African American players have plummeted, you know, throughout the past few decades. But you know, a lot of these kids that love basketball and football, they don't know about Rube Foster, they don't know about Satchel Paige or just the Negro Leagues, man, and why that's so important in regards to present day baseball. So just trying to keep that information alive, you know.
Derek, I really appreciate your time and good luck with the book. Again, it's Who Got Game: Baseball is Amazing but True Stories. Where can people find it?
You can find it on BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, but you can always find it at your local independent bookstore. I know you guys are in Houston, but all over the country, man.
Absolutely. Derek, thank you so much, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Absolutely. Derek Barnes, again, author of Who Got Game? Baseball's Amazing but True Stories. On a Progressive guest line, quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Hit us up on Twitter if you'd like at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's as we continue along on Wake Up Call.